We thank you as we're getting near Christmas, Lord, that you are reminding us of the significance of it, spiritually speaking. And our prayer, Lord, and this Sunday and the Sunday after, Lord, that you will continue to do that. We're grateful, Lord, for the songs and the videos and indeed the insights that you have given to us, Lord. Without that, Lord, we would be the poor. All of us would agree with that. And now, Lord, we pray that you would honor what is written, inspired by your Spirit, and that we bring honor to you, and help us, Lord, to understand what it is you're saying to us as best we can through the power of your Spirit. And all God's people said, amen. All right. Four words. That's all you have to remember this morning. Only four words. Do not be afraid. But that begs the question, what are you afraid of? And I suppose if we had all the time in the world, you could name your top 10 fears: fear of death, fear of flying, fear of dentists, fear of whatever you want. Many, many things. But we confine it to our Christian world. It could be argued even our Christian bubble, for the want of a better term. What are we afraid of? And I've given three things. There's more there, but these are fairly common. First thing we're afraid of is getting it wrong. God forbid that we get anything wrong. The problem is, we do. But getting it wrong is something that people are utterly afraid of. You could say they're afraid of failure too. But the next thing, apart from getting it wrong, is nobody wants to look like a fool. And getting it wrong makes you look like a fool. So that's the second thing. But then I thought of the third thing that we were afraid of, because the Lord mentioned it twice throughout 2024, is afraid to move out outside our comfort zone. Or if you want to put it in more religious terms, to keep pressing on and going where Jesus wants us to go. Three things we're afraid of: getting it wrong, looking like a fool, and moving out of our comfort zone. So there we are. So what can we do? Well, with our three choices we have really is stay afraid or try and figure out a way of doing it so that we're not afraid. Since our text is, do not be afraid. It's taken from, what is it? Matthew 1, verse 20. Very well known verse. And it says this: Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Joseph rings you up and says, I want to run a few things by you. And he runs by you literally verse 20 that we have just read. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife. Now remember, our fears are getting it wrong, looking like a fool, and unwilling to move outside our comfort zone. So Joseph rings up and we meet him, and he tells us this, and we say, Joseph, you're committing intellectual suicide. Everything you say there doesn't make sense. And if you don't understand Joseph, you could even be delusional. And indeed, in denial, unwilling to accept the facts and face reality. I think that's a fair assessment of what most people would think and what most people would say. I do not know, because Scripture doesn't reveal how much Joseph struggled with all this. What we do know in the preceding verse 19 is he had in his mind to divorce Mary quietly, being a righteous man. In other words, he didn't believe the story. He certainly didn't believe Mary's story. Would you have believed it? You see, because it doesn't make sense. So it gets worse than that, you know, because we go to him, he says, Mary is pregnant. And if you don't mind me asking, how did that come about? Well, all I can tell you is, I am not the father. That was the reality of it. You want to move outside your comfort zone? This is about as uncomfortable and as shocking as you can get. Admittedly, never again to be repeated, just as well. So Mary is what? Mary is pregnant and you're not the father. And I'm still thinking of marrying her. That's where the idea of coming up is. You're delusional, you're in denial, you're committing intellectual suicide. You want to marry her. You're mad, Joseph. I think that's what we would say. Truthfully, that's what we would say. And we'd say, Joseph, are you completely out of your mind even to be doing that? But Joseph is saying is, I've had a dream where it says, I have a dream from the Lord. Eyes rolling up to heaven. And in this dream it says, take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is by the Holy Spirit. How many of you are convinced now? We would say, Joseph, you had a what? A dream. You had a dream. And you want to build your entire future on that dream. Joseph, you're completely out of your mind. You're basing your entire future on dreams. And this place, on this dream. We would say, dream on, Joseph. But you're only heading for trouble. But the truth was, unbelievable though it was the truth. The Spirit of God had moved in the most unexpected way ever, defied all the laws of natural stuff. And yet, here was Joseph having to accept something that made no logical sense, that wouldn't be believed by anyone, yet it was true. Would you like to sign up to have an experience like that? Of where the Lord asks you to do something that has never been done before. It makes no logical sense. You could not tell everyone, you could not tell anyone, and you'll have to look like a fool. Because as you read the story, that's pretty much what it turned out to be. And God was in it. Remarkable that he was willing to take what he got in the dream as the word and move on with it. Quite remarkable. He was willing to do something. He was willing to believe the unbelievable. The question I ask myself is, am I willing to do that? To believe the unbelievable. You see, anyone can say is, give me the facts and I believe, and I won't believe until I have the facts. And people think they're wise and they're wonderful in saying all this. Not at all. There is no faith involved in that. There is no risk. When they're given all the facts, they won't need faith, because they have all the facts. At the moment, the Lord operates that we trust him by faith. So they had to believe. In this case, Joseph believed the unbelievable. Would you like more of Jesus? And the answer is, yes, I would. And I'm assuming, because you're here, the answer is, yes, you would too. And it is one of the great Christian phrases that we use in our circles, you know. We want to get close to Jesus, we want to know him more. And people are genuine in about it. But of course, they want it in a very much a controlled environment. But they'd say, yes, please. So here's my question. Would you be willing to move out of your comfort zone and believe the unbelievable like Joseph had to? Well, Joseph got up close to Jesus and had him for we don't know how many years before Joseph had died. But in order to do so, he had to move out of his comfort zone. He had to believe the unbelievable. That was what was required of him. Will you be willing to move outside your comfort zone, knowing that nobody will believe you, even if you were allowed to tell him, in such case Joseph probably wasn't, and have people think the worst of you and not be able to defend yourself? Because that was the cost of being up close and personal with Jesus. Now we've come an awful long way from the call service. Nothing wrong with that. But this is raw interaction and up close following Jesus. So, would you believe, even though it doesn't make any logical sense, known, of course, that nobody would believe you. Remember I said, we're afraid of getting it wrong, we're afraid of looking like a fool, and we're afraid of moving out of our comfort zones. But Joseph had to overcome all of those three things. Would you believe, even though it made no logical sense? You see, in the evangelical world, the great part is, one of the first thing is, that doesn't make sense. And truthfully, what Mary and Joseph were asked by the Lord, in this case commanded indeed, Joseph go and marry her, made no logical sense. You see, it doesn't take much faith to move when there's logical sense involved in it. There's still a measure of faith, I'll grant you that, right? But this doesn't make any sense. Believe, even though it makes no sense. You see, what we'd say is, maybe I have it up here. So I will believe only if it makes logical sense. I don't want to end up looking like a fool or have people think I have lost all sense of reason. But I still want to be up close with Jesus. It's quite remarkable, isn't it? What the Lord would ask of somebody in order to move powerfully in this world. So you see, we'll say, do I want more? Yes, I do. Would you be willing to believe the unbelievable? Well, I'm not really sure. Would I be willing to move outside my comfort zone where something makes no logical sense? Or will I only believe if it's within, first of all, my comfort zone of where I don't lose any respect of people, I'm not seen like a fool, and I'll only move in that boundary. And if we're honest, that's the boundary that most people live in, though they do believe. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Remarkable verse. And we just rattle it off for Christmas, don't we? Because, we don't think about it. So what do we learn from it? Three things. First of all, to move Joseph from a position of fear, because that's the first thing that is addressed. Verse 19 says, Joseph had decided to divorce Mary quietly. Verse 20 only comes once Joseph has made the decision. Joseph was not buying into it because A, it made no logical sense. And it looked like Mary was even unfaithful even before the marriage started in earnest, to put it that way. So to move Joseph from a position of fear to a position of faith and obedience, the first thing that happened was truth was explained to him. Do not be afraid, because that was what obviously was binding the whole decision. I'm afraid to trust her. If this is what's happening already, what's going to be the rest of my life going to be like? So fear was the controlling thing there, as best I see it anyway. And so the first thing is being addressed. Because all it's saying is, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Precisely what Mary got from the Spirit of God when she had said yes to becoming the mother of Jesus. And so, obviously, she told Joseph that. Joseph wasn't buying it, obviously. And now the Spirit of God, through a dream, is explaining the thing. It's still giving no logical sense. All it's saying is that what Mary said is the truth. But it is truth explained. What is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. That was truth explained. We like truth explained. Indeed, most of our world, and our evangelical world, is in the pursuit of truth. And we want to find the very best experts, biblically speaking, that can help us to understand truth. Because truth understood and truth explained is of very high value in our circles. And so, and we do that, so we understand the concept of having truth explained, and we will be with Joseph this far. When you get an explanation from the Lord that that kind of steadies you, you can do something with it. But truth explained is only stage one. You see, truth explained has to lead to this: truth believed. You can have truth explained to you, and it happens, but you don't necessarily believe it. Joseph was asked to believe what he had just been told, and to trust what the Lord had said to him. That was truth believed. Then the next thing he had to do was truth applied. Verse 24, Joseph took Mary to be his wife. Truth explained, truth believed, truth applied. Let me see here, I'll get my Bible, and I'll read verse 24 for you. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord commanded him, and he took Mary home as his wife. So what do we do with do not fear? Because that's where we started. And we said we're afraid of getting it wrong, we're afraid of looking like a fool, and we are afraid of moving out of our comfort zone. Now, there may be other things you want to attack, but that's enough even for this morning, in fairness. I want to go any further than that. So what do we learn from that? And the first thing we have to learn is truth explained. We have to learn to trust and take God at his word, unbelievable though it may seem at times. You see, an awful lot of people will believe the word of God when it makes sense to them, and they'll trust then. But Joseph had to take the word of God as trust, even though it didn't make any logical sense. Very few people will actually do that. That's the first thing. They wouldn't even accept the answer that's given. You had a dream? Sure, that could mean anything. Joseph based his entire marriage and life on that dream. So he certainly had it explained. He also then believed what he was told. Next thing he did was that he applied it. And we just read the verse there that says that. So how do I apply it? If I say I believe, do I really put it into action? You see, I think genuinely we can say I believe, or we believe, and we mean that intellectually. We do believe it. But we're not going to take the step of actually applying it if it makes us look like a fool, or it moves us out of a comfort zone that we don't want to be out of because it's shocking. Do not be afraid. Truth explained, truth believed, and truth applied. That's how Joseph moved from a position of fear, and he had missed out in marrying Mary, and he had missed out in God's will for his life. But he had truth explained to him, and he trusted that truth. He believed in it. And then he applied it by doing what he was asked to do, even though it made no sense. And both Mary and Joseph lived outside their comfort zone all of their life. They had to let people think the worst of them in order for the purposes of God to be fulfilled. And they did it. You know, for one thing only, they trusted what they had heard. They trusted at the point of where they believed it, and they believed it to the point of where they applied it. My question in finishing is, where are you on this journey? Because ultimately, we're all somewhere on it. It is so easy to miss out on what God has for us because of fear. Lord, we come and say, this is what you have given. I have no more to say in it, Lord, other than, Lord, help us not to stay at just truth explained. And Lord, we can even go to phase two and say, Lord, not alone do we have explained, but we actually believe it. But Lord, believing it, there's another step after that of where we actually are willing to apply it regardless. Lord, often we get stuck either in one or two and not necessarily make it to truth applied. And Lord, in not doing that, we do miss out on stuff that you have for us. And Lord, we're afraid of getting it wrong, looking like a fool, and moving out of our comfort zone. Yet, Lord, you have spoken to us this morning through that just one verse and how you led Joseph from a position of fear to a position of faith to a position of obedience. And Lord, we're all the better of it for what he was willing to do. Help us, Lord, to believe and to apply truth. This we ask in your name. Amen.